Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus. And joining me in the studios this morning from Carbon High School Student Government, I've got Antonio and Kayla. How are you guys this morning?
I'm good. I don't know about... Yeah, good. You're good too? Awesome.
Everyone is good. And it's because this is such a fun time of year, a special time of year. You guys are in the process. You're right in the middle of Carbon Christmas. And Holy cow, I am seeing you guys everywhere.
Yes.
I saw you guys at the Light Parade both Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. I've seen you at Walmart the last couple of times I've gone there. Dropped some stuff in the bucket for you.
Yep.
So that is the point. You guys want people to literally just dig out the change that they've got. Whatever they can give, give it.
Exactly. And everything helps. That's the thing that most people realize is they think, oh, this is just a small thing and it's not going to matter. But it really does.
It's true.
It helps.
And, you know, I find myself when I walk into a store and I see you guys outside caroling, I'll say, oh, my gosh, I only have like maybe a dollar in cash. So I'll drop that in. But guess what? I'm going to be going to a store later on that day or the next day.
Mm-hmm.
If you just keep doing this, I mean, it really does add up.
It really does. And it's just amazing to see how many people actually dig for change in their cars. And even in just like your little cup holder, that extra penny or two, it helps.
It definitely does. Well, tell me a little bit about Carbon Christmas and what it is that you guys are trying to raise funds for.
For Carbon Christmas, we're trying to help families provide a Christmas for the kids that really can't provide a Christmas. So I think we're going to be helping over 50 families this year and raise over $36,000.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's amazing. And we don't even just do Christmas presents. Like, and just do Christmas altogether. We pay electricity bills, gas bills, and that's where it really comes in handy, is giving to the families that way.
You know, it definitely is. Well, Kayla, is this your first Carbon Christmas that you've been a part of?
It is. It's really crazy.
It is. Tell me a little bit about some of your favorite things that you guys have done.
We carol a lot, which is super fun because you get to see the people who are willing to give, even if it's just a little. So it's really fun. And odd jobs are super fun, too, when you go around to people's houses.
It's a little bit of everything. I think odd jobs are my favorite thing, too. I've never been a part of it, but just to hear the stories and to see the amount of people that you guys are able to go out and help. And, you know, an odd job, I can think about so many things at my house that I could be like, oh, yeah, go and do this. I'd be perfect. Mm-hmm. It's things that I don't necessarily want to do, but I'm willing to pay you guys to do it.
Yeah.
So it's a really good opportunity for community members to get involved that way as well. Well, is there anything else coming up this week that we need to know about?
Oh, we have a full week this week. We really do. There's so much going on this week. You're going to see us everywhere.
Okay. I am excited. I am super excited. Tell me a little bit more about it.
Well, today, Monday, we're caroling, and there's a choir concert at 7, so you can come out to the choir concert. It'll be a lot of fun.
On Tuesday, which will be tomorrow, we have a Wingers benefit night.
Oh.
Yeah, so come out. We can be your servers. We'll give you drinks. We'll give you popcorn. And we're just there to kind of, like, help you throughout the night. So we're just kind of there to help you have a good meal with your family. So
tomorrow, no cooking dinner. We're all going to Wingers.
Yep, go to Wingers. Right. Go to Wingers. That's where it is.
And then on Wednesday, we have another benefit night at Taco Time, and it's all day long, so you just come buy food, and some of the proceeds will go back to us for Carbon Christmas.
We'll have some carolers be there some parts throughout the day, and you can really get the Christmas spirit there at Taco Time.
You know, I'm excited. So far, 2 days out of this week, I don't need to cook dinner.
Exactly. Yep.
Right.
And it's going for a good cause. That's the thing.
It definitely is.
And then on Thursday, we have a chili cook-off at 5 and Bunko at 6, and they're both at the Tuscan. It'll be super fun.
It's going to be amazing. You know, you can have some chili and then play some games. It's a perfect combo.
It really is.
Right? Mm-hmm.
I love playing Bunko.
Another night that you don't have to cook dinner.
Another night.
Yeah. See, you can have some fun.
You've got me sold.
And we got you.
And you can even contact chsstud.gov at carbonschools.org if you have any questions or if you want to enter.
So there, we have everything set up for you. Just come in, get some chili, sit down, and start playing.
Exactly. So tonight, go and check out the choir concert. Tuesday, go eat dinner at Wingers. Wednesday, eat at Taco Time. Thursday, go to the Bunko and chili cook-off. It's a good week.
We've still got more.
You still got more?
We've still got more.
Oh, my goodness.
Friday, we have a kids' movie at which theater is it? It's the
King Cole.
King Cole Theater. We have a kids' movie at 4:30. So please, bring your kids. And show them a movie. And you know what? You can get a little time away from the kids. Don't tell them that, but you can get some time away and they'll have some fun. And it's just amazing. And then we have a Little Caesars benefit night that night also.
Oh my gosh. So I'm literally not cooking dinner at all. I might have to cook tonight, but that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. The whole week.
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
And
absolutely
even after you eat dinner on Friday, you can go to Cold Stone because we're also having benefit night there.
Oh my goodness. So I'm going to get dinner and dessert.
You've got dessert at the very end of the week.
What a great week. Well, here's the best part. All of these participating businesses, our community is absolutely incredible for agreeing to do these kind of things.
Yes.
And the best part, you guys are getting a proceed from all of these places.
Yes. It's amazing. And then just seeing the community participate in it is the even better part for it. And just thank you guys. That's our part, is saying thank you
for
helping us.
Well, you guys have a number of families that you plan on helping this holiday season. And like you mentioned, it goes further than just Christmas gifts. You guys help with utility payments that actually you do it for a couple of months. So this is a really great opportunity for members of our community to give back. Of course, Stuff the Bus is still going on.
Yes, it is Saturday. We're going to be at Walmart at 10, and we'll just be standing outside the doors, caroling, collecting anything you want to stuff the bus with.
Perfect. Well, make sure to do as many things as you can to promote and help support Carbon Christmas. Well, Antonio, Kayla, anything else you wanted to mention?
Not really, other than we have some sports going on this week, like wrestling and basketball, and we're just proud of what they're doing so far. They've kicked it off really hard. Basketball did amazing job Friday against Emory, even though we lost. They still did amazing.
They
pushed it so hard, but we're still proud of all of our sports teams at Carbon High School.
Oh, absolutely. Well, that has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon High School Student Government. Don't miss out on all the great things that they're doing right now for Carbon Christmas. You can find additional information on all these events by heading on over to castlecountryradio.com. We'll make sure to put a calendar for this week on the website so you know where to go and what to do this week. Don't miss out on all the fun things. You can find additional information again on our website, castlecountryradio.com.